Now we will continue from where we stopped. We are now at page 3, 8:30 tonight, morning chanting and reflection. Okay, we need you to turn to your retreat chanting book, page 5. Oh, sorry. Before that, you need to take your precepts. I will get Amy to help you all to make the request. Then this morning, for those who want to renew your 8 precepts, you can. Those who maintain 5, you don't have to worry. You chant, follow until 5. For the third precept, we will chant Abrahmacharya. Because when you are here, I think you can maintain celibacy, so no problem. Okay. Turn to page 1. So I will do the salutation. Let us compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting.
Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho-bhagavā-buddhaṃ-bhagavantaṃ-abhivādemi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassami. Supatipanno
bhagavato-sāvaka-saṅgho-saṅghaṃ-namāmi. Okay. You all can miss it. Now we are getting me to lead you all.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Together.
Yeah.
Mayaṃ mittaṃ ti saraneṇa saha attha sīlāni yācāma duttiyampi. Mayaṃ mittaṃ ti saraneṇa saha attha sīlāni yācāma tatiyampi. Mayaṃ mittaṃ ti saraneṇa saha
attha sīlāni yācāma. Okay, we are now turn to page 2 and we will take the 3 refuges together. First, we will chant the Vandana salutation. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tathiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Okay, then I will recite. Ti sarana gamanang nititang.
Amamita.
Okay, now I'll administer the 8 precepts. Turn to page 4. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami.
Adinadana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Naccha gita vadita visukha dasana mala ganda vilepana dharana mandana vibhusanatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Ucchasayana mahasayana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami.
Imani atta sikkhapadani silena sukanti yanti silena bhoga sampadan silena nibunti yanti tasma silang visote. The meanings are, these are the 8 precepts. Virtue or precept is the source of spiritual happiness. Virtue or precept is the source of spiritual, true spiritual wealth. Then finally, virtue or precept is the source of true spiritual peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let these precepts and virtue be maintained and purified. Then you all can chant together. Imani atta sikkhapadani
samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So this 8 precept is very useful if you want to maintain your purity during training. You realize the main precept are the first 5, which the Buddha prescribed to even lay people. But for those who wants to train themselves, the 6, 7, and 8 precept, you realize is nothing like major evil affecting your karma. But the reason why the Buddha put it in is like number 6. I undertake the training rule to refrain from eating at appropriate time. This is to prevent indulgence, prevent overeating, prevent the unnecessary development of craving for food and all those things. So when you understand, you do not come out with the rigid idea that by that time, after that, you have to restrain. Means you undertake the training rule to abstain, not to take any more food. But if you are sick, if you have certain condition, you need to take medication or what, that's why Don't be too rigid about it. But before you really have the understanding, try to use the precept to help you develop the discipline so that you can be aware of how your mental craving can condition you into like having the desire to eat and all those things. And it also helps to prevent obesity and all those things. Yeah. So number 5, make a note. Then number 6 is also the same. Oh, sorry, number 7 is also similar. I undertake the training rule to restrain from entertainment, beautification, and adornment. So this one, I think modern society find it very difficult to maintain. But this has a intent behind, because during the Buddha's time, 2000 years ago, people who can afford this are the wealthy people, understand? But nowadays our society is common. Your wedding ring you must wear, otherwise your spouse will come after you. So all this you have to understand. Then putting on a perfume or what, as long as you understand that you are not doing it for a certain type of craving, then it's okay. Like our food, we contemplate. We partake this food, not for beautification or fattening or whatever, but we have to consume it or take it so that it can maintain a healthy body, so that it can help us in our cultivation and maintain a good health. So all these are the understanding. Then the number 8 one is of course, during the olden days, this get you create a lot of unnecessary indulgence. That's why the Buddha said, you must undertake the training route to refrain, not to do it. Try to refrain or undertake the training route to refrain from lying down on high and luxurious sleeping area. Means prevent you from indulging uncomfortable, if you have this type of pain, then you will develop what they call laziness. You become too comfortable. So you cannot undertake the training rule to cultivate. So all these are meant for you to develop the inner understanding that you will not violate all this. But once you have the understanding ready, the Buddha did use one word, asekha, means you are beyond training. When you are beyond training, the precept is just for guidance. It no longer applies to those who understand. Okay. Then now we go to the morning chanting, page 5. This morning chanting is very useful. There's a lot of Dhamma there. So now turn to page 5 and we will start. Okay. Dedication of offerings to the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render up the offerings, our rightful homage.
It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation,
still have compassion for later generation.
May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefits and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one,
the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with his gods, demons and kind spirits, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One.
Can be realized in the here and the now. Beyond time, beyond thought. Inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to the teaching. I bow my head
to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones, disciples, who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom,
destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy through the power of such good action. May all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved ones and our prized possessions is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of graspings are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed Rupang Anicang,
Vedana Anicca,
Sanya Anicca, Sankara Anicca, Vinyanam Anicyam, Rupam Anatta, Vedana Anatta, Sanya Anatta, Sankara Anatta, Vinyanam Anatta, Sabbe Sankara Anicca, Sabbe Dhamma Anattati. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One, with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, closing homage, yeah? Let us chant in Pali. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantā abhivādemi. Sakkhato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you can be seated. Exactly 3 more minutes to 9. Okay, we're supposed to have our 45 minutes plus 15 minutes of contemplation, 45 minutes of formal meditation, sitting and walking, or lying down meditation. For those who are new, you want to do lying down, you can go there. You have a mat, put a mat. Otherwise, you can put some of this cushion. Then you lie down. Or you can also do it over there. It's up to you. Then, if you want to do walking, you can walk anywhere where you can find a space. Or go to the corridor also can. So it's up to you. So walking meditation is to train your mind to be aware of all the movement. The basic four posture is to anchor your bodily awareness. Then the connecting movement between the four posture, you need to maintain clear comprehension and mindfulness to develop the continuity of mindfulness. You can also develop bowing, bow mindfully. You can recite, like some Mahayana teacher. My refuge teacher has a condition. He said, those who want to become his disciple, they have to take refuge and develop the compulsory bowing. 10,000 bow over maximum 3 months. So when you bow, you recite homage to the our original teacher, Sakyamuni. In Mandarin, it's easier. Namo Bun Si Sakyamuni Fo. Then you develop the bowing mindfully. Then you come out. Then you bow again. You recite silently within. Namo Bun Si Sakyamuni Fo. So that bowing will develop mindfulness. Then the recitation, you have to recite until the awareness and the recitation become one. Then after you develop it, surprisingly, your daily mindfulness will arise. In fact, in the year 1986, when my whole family take refuge under Master Xuanhua, I did the bowing and I finished it in less than 2 months. Then I realized after that my mindfulness stabilized. So that bowing is very useful. It also develops your faith. So it's up to you to do it in whatever way that is conducive to your own, maybe peculiar character or approach to develop all these meditative training. Okay, then the other 15 minutes is for you to develop the contemplation. Yeah? The contemplation can be done anywhere within the vicinity of the temple. Sometimes after 45 minutes of sitting or walking or lying down, you want to go and develop the contemplation, you can mindfully arise, then mindfully pay your respect, walk out. Develop all the movement with mindfulness. Then you can look for either a bench somewhere or the corridor, or even walk out of the temple. Do your reflection and contemplation. Look at nature. Look at the surrounding. Silence your mind to develop the contemplative wisdom, which the Buddha called the second turning. Then you can reflect on the Four Noble Truths, especially the First Noble Truth. Why did the Buddha say birth is suffering? Old age, sickness and death is suffering. Yeah. Then the morning chanting, Rupang Anicchang, Vedanang Anicchang, Sanya Anicchang, Sankara Anicchang, Vijnanang Anicchang. What is the meaning? How can you develop understanding of Rupang Anicchang? How come we say all of form, external form, the bodily form, they are all impermanent? You must have that direct seeing, the awakening and the understanding to really have that type of understanding to reside with understanding. I remember during the early years when I trained myself, I contemplate, reflect until so clear, until my understanding is so stable. Then when I went to Thailand, my teacher's way place, the morning chanting, the monks, 3:45 a.m., they wake up, they do the chanting. When I heard this, Rupang Anicchang, my nature become very different. It like raise up, and there is so much clarity. Like everything I come to perceive or observe, all the form, I understand why is Rupang Anicchang. That's why I can share with you why form is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, not a permanent unchanging entity. We live in a conditioned world where everything follow the conventional conditioned dhamma. So conditioned dhamma need condition to arise. That is the most important. That's why the Buddha say, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. If you penetrate, this stanza alone can awaken you. Just like how Venerable Sariputta, he awakened when Venerable Asaji just recite to him what he heard from the Buddha. And all these are possible if you have the faith, the mindfulness and the understanding. Okay, now I will let you meditate on your own, off the light, so that you can have your 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation, followed by 15 minutes of contemplation. If your form of meditation is very stable, very good, you can do the whole session, no problem. No need to break it up. But for those who want to break it up, you can. Then there is also the kitchen there at the back. There is a back door where you can walk up the slope for contemplation up the hill there. So those interested, you can find out. The older people will know, but the new people, you want to know more, you maybe can ask me in one of this afternoon slot if we have time. I will take you up there. Okay. So awareness-based meditation, remember the four support. For those who are used to your old way of training your mind where you need object of meditation, method, technique, don't worry. You continue to use them if you find it useful. But these are all preliminary, skillful means to anchor your mind. Later on, you will come to know. You actually no need to do all those things. Straight away, you can go into the silent, relax, maintain awareness when the mental hindrance is no more there. Okay?